Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is never easy when a colleague decides it is time to leave, to say goodbye. And today is one of those moments here at Cap Radio. Mike Haggerty joined Cap Radio back in 2020, and his voice really became a constant on the radio, whether he was anchoring All Things Considered, Morning Edition, or sharing his reporting in the field. A few weeks ago, he announced to staff that he is retiring, and today is his last day. Mike's career really has come full circle. He began his career in radio at the age of 15 in the Eastern Sierra in Bishop, California. He then transitioned to television news, spanning 30 years in Reno, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, and he returned to radio back here in California. It has been such a pleasure to have Mike over the years, and today we want to revisit his long, distinguished career and wish him all the best. Mike!
Vicky!
Oh, it's bittersweet.
Hi. It is weird sitting on this side. You know, when I'm usually in this room, it's because you're on vacation.
Yes.
And I'm in for you.
I was just going to ask you, how does it feel to be the one answering the questions, not asking them?
You know
them?
Exactly how that feels. You and I have made careers out of asking other people questions. And I'm sitting here right now resisting the urge to say, all right, Vicky, this is your life.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm glad it's not turned to me. You have such a storied career, over 50 years in journalism. You were bit, I would imagine, by the journalism bug as a teenager. Yep. And Bishop, I love the Eastern Sierra.
Yeah,
take us back to that time.
Well, I was so lucky. We had a journalism advisor at Bishop High School, Betty Martinson, and she had written for the Los Angeles Times. She was also a Columbia Journalism School grad, and she and her husband loved the Eastern Sierra, as I know you and John do, as I do, and so they moved there. And so we had this wonderfully qualified, overqualified woman who oversaw the journalism class, which as you got into your sophomore year, they started actually letting you get your hands dirty on the school paper. And so that was really it. I mean, I was in the presence of a really bright woman, and a lot of that just rubbed off.
Are you surprised? Did you envision that, you know, that time in high school would transcend decades and decades into a wonderful career?
You know, it's funny is those of you who know me when the microphone is off know that I'm a little bit of a smart aleck. And as a result, Mrs. Martinson actually, even though she let me edit the school paper and everything else, one day looked at me probably in great frustration and said, you know, you're going to make a darn fine game show host. And the good news is that about 15 years ago before she passed, she and I got to reconnect. It turns out she had seen me on television. She knew what I was up to and said, I'm proud of you. So that was pretty wonderful.
Oh, that is wonderful. And such a full circle moment. Why do you think you stuck with journalism?
Well, it was too late to learn a trade. you know, once you get into it, it's the most interesting career in the world. I, again, I'm a kid from Bishop, California. I would not have met governors, presidents. I would not have been places where the most important thing that happened on the planet that day was happening. That's just things that journalism kind of parachutes you into that, and it becomes addictive. I see you nodding, so I know that you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm guessing that you've gone through it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, what I love about journalism is that you learn something new every single day.
Right.
You're constantly
learning
and meeting people from different walks of life that you may never have met or got a better understanding of their lived experience.
Every day is something new, even if it's assigned, I did this for a lot of years, to a court case, and you're in that courtroom for 4 weeks. Every day is a bit different. There's something new that comes out of it.
And often with journalism, I've done this too, you move around quite a bit.
Yeah.
You really stayed more towards the West, but you moved to Reno, Las Vegas. I worked in Las Vegas as well at different times, and Phoenix.
Yeah.
How was it traveling around and getting acquainted and becoming a local in these places?
I like to stay places more than I like to move. I really don't like to move. There are places that were more fun than others. Being from the Eastern Sierra, at least from age 9 on, Reno felt very much like home. Sacramento. I mean, I've spent a lot of my aggregated years in the Sierra or in the Sierra region. And so that all feels really good. Be honest with you, Vegas and Phoenix felt like alien planets. But I made some life choices that required my being there for a long time. And so I was. But I was very happy 10 years ago to get the opportunity to come. As I used to put it when I was explaining it to people, home to a city that I'd never actually lived in, Sacramento.
When you were in Reno in the 80s, you have quite the story of how you got from the DJ booth into news as a reporter. Talk to us about what happened during that time.
We had, this was KOLO Radio, and our listeners up in Tahoe no doubt know KOLO TV, Channel 8, still there. The radio station is something else now, but at the time we had two people in the news department, and if one of them went on vacation, it was, well, you know, we didn't quite have enough. So I would raise my hand and say, I'll substitute in news. You know, it was kind of my way of keeping that whole flame from the high school paper alive. And the news director went to Hawaii, and about 3 days after she got over there, a guy named John Burgess put a bomb inside Harvey's Lake Tahoe Casino. And I think most of our audience probably knows that story. I believe Channel 3 did like a half-hour film on it. Yeah, exactly. And our number two guy jumped in a car and raced up to Tahoe and covered it live. And I anchored the coverage back in Reno, and we did something like 26 hours straight. And by the time she got back from Hawaii, he had an offer in television. And I was jumping up and down going, can I have his job in news, please, please, please? And it just worked out that way. And then a few months after that, he put in a good word for me at the television station, and I began what I call my 30-year detour in TV news.
The last few years have been at Cap Radio. Mm-hmm. You and I both have the experience of working in commercial broadcast versus public media, working in TV versus working in radio. How have the last 4 years been here at Cap Radio?
I love it. You know, I am not going to retire because I don't have fun at the job anymore. That's not the case at all. There are grandkids 2,500 miles away. My wife and I love to travel, and you only get so much vacation in a job. So I'm hoping that after 53 years of showing up and talking into microphones and cameras, people will excuse me for cutting out a little early. But, you know, everyone here, these are some of the most intelligent, dedicated young journalists I have had the opportunity to work with. And I say young, there are people of all ages. Heck, they have me until 5 o'clock. But there's a great diverse workforce here at Cap Radio. And the people who do the job here, honest to goodness, Vicki, I have looked at these young people and I have said, if I had it half that together at that age, I would have been better at this job.
Yeah, I completely agree.
They're really impressive.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. One thing I'm going to miss is when I go to the parking lot and I see some fancy car in the parking lot. This is your side hustle, what you do on the side. Can you talk to us about being an automotive journalist? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is a thing that started actually back in Phoenix. I'd been a car nut since I was a kid and always, you know, reading Motor Trend and Car and Driver and Road and Track, thought it'd be great to write cars, right about that. And never figured out how I could do that and make a living. And back, gosh, now 27 years ago, the television station I was working for lost its network, became an independent, and went from 90 minutes of news a day to 9 hours. And they said, how are we going to fill this time? And so I said, I know. Let me do a 3-minute segment on cars on Friday morning that you can rerun over the weekends. And boom, that's how that got started, and it's been my own site, which I won't do a plug on public radio, but I'll just say that if you know my name and add cars and .com to it, it'll take you to it. And I don't really make money from it. It's just a thing where I get to actually stretch out and write about the cars and have some fun, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, and I just continue to be an enthusiast.
Exactly, and I'm going to continue to do that. That's big fun. I think the what I've been telling people, and I hope the people listening will understand this, and I know you will, is that when you speak into cameras and microphones for a living, especially when you do it live, as you and I tend to do, there is a certain amount of pressure. You, as you go through your career, you're not really aware of it. You know, you filed it back there somewhere. But there's just that, you know, in the back of your mind is, oh, gosh, here's another opportunity for me to really goof things up. And at 5 o'clock this afternoon, I'll become a guy who writes for a living. And I'll have the opportunity to read it over 5 times before it goes anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I won't have to read it perfectly. And that's just going to be really nice.
Well, Mike, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you, Vicki. And thanks to everybody who supports CAP Radio, who listens to CAP Radio, and all the wonderful friends I've made here.
And that is CAP Radio's Mike Haggerty, CAP Radio's Until 5 p.m., who is retiring as a journalist. He will be very much missed. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We'll be right back.